Okay.
Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the president of the Sable Valley Engine and Tractor Club, Lynn Romer. How are you today, Lynn?
I'm doing real well.
Good. Glad to have you on the program today. I know it's a busy time for you because you guys got a big show coming up this Friday and Saturday there at the Oscoda County Fairgrounds, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, now, have you been doing this for a long time, this event? Has it been an annual event for you?
Yeah, it's been an annual event for approximately 10 years.
Nice, all right. Boy, and I'm looking at the schedule here. You got all kinds of things going on for those 2 days.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, well, give us an idea. What's going to be happening those 2 days, Lynn?
Well, we've got a sawmill that will be in operation twice a day. We have some threshing going on with two threshers. We've got some corn sheller husker that's belt driven.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have corn grinding. Those will be done with LUC John Deere engines.
Okay.
We've got our shingle mill. We'll be cutting cedar shingles and branding them with our logo on it.
Oh, nice.
We have a donation. We suggest $1.
Okay.
We have, there'll be food on the grounds. Smoking Dan is going to be there. Some of the best beef brisket and ribs you can eat. Mm. And on Saturday, he has a half chicken dinner.
Oh, nice. All right. So, man, some good food. And you got some things for the kids, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're going to have a petting zoo. We've got numerous games for the kids to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
And we're trying to promote the old ways and let them see what it used to be like, how labor-intensive it was.
Exactly, yeah. Well, and you'll have some of those, as mentioned, engine and tractors out there, so they'll be able to see some of those from yesteryear, some of those engines that got used on the farm and other machinery, right?
Yes, sir. We have hit and miss. We'll have the McCormick Daring engines, John Deere LUCs. There's quite a large selection that show up every year.
Yeah. Now there is a fee to get in, isn't there?
Yes, it's $3 for adults in the gate.
Very nice. All right. And that's at the Oscoda County Fairgrounds. Where's that located, Lynn?
That's approximately 2 miles west of Fairview.
Okay. Yeah, you're in between Mayo and Fairview, right?
Yes, we are.
Right there on Caldwell Road. And there's even camping available, right?
Yeah, Caldwell Road. Mm-hmm. Hang a right on Caldwell if you're headed out of Fairview. And it's approximately a mile on the west side of the road.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event. The Oscoda Valley Engine and Tractor Show this Friday and Saturday. It's 9 to 7 each day at the Oscoda County Fairgrounds. Now, Lynn, if they want more information on the event, how do they get more info on this?
They can give me a call, 989-370-5471.
All right. It sounds like a fun time. Once again, the Oscoda Valley Engine and Tractor Show, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 7 at the Oscoda County Fairgrounds. And the president of the Oscoda Valley Engine and Tractor Club, Lynn Romer. Lynn, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you very much, sir.